it's me, Sponsible. The person who reads the sponsor messages. Remember from last episode? And the one before that? Yeah, so anyway, here's a little odd advert for you to listen to. Bye-bye! Surprise! I'm still here. This is just a quick reminder that you can listen ad-free and support your favorite repairman at patreon.com/metalbirdprod or drop them some cash via PayPal or Ko-fi by going to metalbird.productions and clicking support us. It would make us all very happy. And there it was. Thanks for listening to me. Bye-bye!
Microbytes, a Wee Fix Space Junk miniseries. Episode 7, Buttery and Charismatic.
You're milky. Warm.
So, the motion has passed. We, the popcorn people of Entertainia 3, are in a state of emergency. The old films just aren't satisfying anymore. Our people are rioting in the streets. There is only one course of action we can take. It may seem drastic, but we're going to have to make a movie of our own!
But how are we going to do that?
We'll form a committee to look into the creation of a new premise, a new script. All we have to do is set to work on coming up with an original idea. How hard could it be?
But, sir, isn't this just patching up the problem? Wouldn't it be better
to... We, the popcorn people of the Popcorn Nation, are proud patches of our popcorn problems.
But
it's what we've always done and what we will continue to do! Silence! Form the exploratory committee and start pitching some screenplays! And remember, a problem patched is a problem patched!
So, basically, she's standing in front of him, heart in her hand.
I thought we were staying away from horror.
I meant metaphorically.
I thought we were staying away from metaphors.
Just hear me out, okay? So, basically, she's standing in front of him, heart in her hand, metaphorically, and she says, "See? I'm just a popcorn girl, standing in front of a popcorn boy, asking them..."
Asking them what?
I haven't got there yet.
That's your big idea. Where's the rest of the movie?
Wait, I'm sorry. We checked the IMDb scrolls and I think there's something like that already. It's lost, but it definitely existed.
If it's lost, can't we just make it again?
You mean a remake?
You're right. It has to be completely original. I'm sorry I even suggested for a moment.
Why can't we just rerun some of the classics again?
You heard the leader. It's just not working anymore.
Okay, so, I've got one. A secret agent, right?
Right.
But this one's deeply flawed. He's got outdated views, a crippling sex addiction, and a license to kill.
And so who's the hero?
He is.
I don't think anyone will watch that.
Ooh, actually, apparently there was an entire franchise based around that concept exactly.
Well, then it's not original, is it?
Okay, so if we don't want a secret agent, how about just a guy? He's in a tower, dealing with a hostage situation, and...
I like it, but I think you're ripping off Bruce Miss.
Oh.
Okay, I have it. So there's this prison spaceship full of criminals. And one of the criminals is actually a good guy.
Right.
And he has to stop them from taking over. And he's got long flowing hair.
That's definitely already been done.
Okay, right. So, how about a ship that, once it goes above 1 light-year per hour, is rigged to explode if it decelerates?
Couldn't they just point it at a sun and evacuate it?
Maybe they don't have escape pods.
Well, they could just send out a Mayday. Then someone could fly up alongside them and help.
But what if nobody's nearby?
They could just fly in circles until they get help.
Okay, fine. That wouldn't work.
Maybe it just needs to be relatable. Just a couple of workers going about their day. Maybe repairmen. And they work for this big corporation.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
These ideas just aren't going to work. We need to write what we know.
Right. How about a race of people stuck on a planet?
Oh, yes, I like it.
The main characters are filmmakers.
Brilliant! But what are they like?
Buttery and charismatic.
Yes, but why are they trapped?
They know there's a big wide universe out there. A universe full of endless wonder and really interesting things. But they can't get off the ground.
So what do they do?
I guess they have to find a way to leave.
But how? We can't. I mean, they can't. It's impossible.
Maybe they make a ship?
But out of what?
Old projector parts.
That just won't look accurate. We want it to be accurate. How it would be in real life.
Wait. There were those repair women. We saw their ship.
But we didn't see the inside. What if our film needs to see the engine room? Or we need to film it flying away?
Well, I've got an idea. Get props to start working on the outside, base it on the security footage of the day. We should be able to get it pretty accurate. And for the inside, we're going to get a closer look.
What do you mean?
Drastic times call for drastic measures.
Where are you going?
I'm going to break a projector.
In the 7th episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, the popcorn leader was played by Chris Montague, the vice leader by Rebecca Evans, and the popcorn writers by Jack Carmichael, Hedley Knights, and Beth Crane. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We want to thank our patrons for their support and for making this whole show possible. This episode is dedicated to Charlie. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, Jolt has something new to worry about in Haraldson's new best friend.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Look out!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.